All right, so Alex Smith, what do you want to see more from him than what he did against the Raiders?
Well, you know, Alex, I tell you, it's there's certain things. I mean, he came in and watched the film on Friday and you know, learned from the mistakes in the game, learned from the positive plays in the game. You know, I think from his standpoint is just a matter of just executing the offense. You know, don't do any more than what the play asks for. And not saying that he did a lot of that, but that's really the biggest thing for any player, particularly the quarterback, is just run the offense, let the offense, you know, take care of itself. And Alex will do that in practice, and he's done that all season. And you know, you come off a short week and go play, you know, there's going to be some mistakes made, but he's a professional. He'll correct them, and he'll be better this week.
And you put that game into the context of the season in general. It seemed like a lot of things you guys typically do well, you didn't do well. Is it an anomaly throughout the season?
You know, I think you go back and, you know, we've played St. Louis, New York, Seattle, Buffalo. I mean, there was a string of games there. We're playing some fine defenses. And then you go on the road, you got the time change. You're playing another good defense, you know, in the Oakland Raiders. That's a good defense on a short week. Just off an emotional, physical win with the Seahawks. And I guess your concern as a coach is there going to be a letdown? Is there going to be a drop-off? And you know, I've been in those situations as a player where you have to mentally more than physically get yourself ready to play, and I thought our guys did a decent job as the game went on, you know, but we just started a little too slow in that game.
Alex also said that before the Buffalo game, actually, he would much rather it be cold and snowy than wet, because it's harder to grip the ball when it's wet. Did the conditions have anything to do with that?
I don't think so. You know, as the rain fell, obviously the field, the surface got muddier, and ultimately that can affect, you know, your uniform and all of that, but it didn't affect any of the throws or anything like that. He kept his hands dry. You would prefer the drier weather, obviously. You definitely get a better grip on the ball. So, you know, rain can play a factor, but it didn't hurt us in that game.
You've worked with Avant in the past. What can he provide you?
Well, number one, he comes in as a veteran guy. He comes in with a little bit of familiarity with our offense, with our terminology. He is a couple years removed, however. We've changed some things offensively. You know, and he's a student of the game. He's going to come in. He's going to study the game plan. He's going to study his specific plays that he'll have in this game plan, and he'll get himself ready to go.
If Avery is back, and it sounds like he is, all of a sudden you have a wealth of riches at wide receiver, whereas the last month or so you kind of been scraping with injuries.
Yeah, it'll be good to get, you know, Donnie some work and get he and Alex back on the same page again and getting some throws in there. So it'll be it'll look better. It's you know, it's unfortunate obviously with some of the injuries that we had, but we are where we are, and I think we've improved ourselves.
Do you scripting game plan wise when you've got Avery coming back, when you added a new guy in Avant, do you try to work in quickly? You know, somewhere in the first half, somewhere some balls to them to get them up and moving.
Yeah, you want to get, you know, it's the same with Dwayne. You want to get Dwayne going early. Yeah, you want to get Jamal Charles going early. And with a guy like Jason, I think you just let the game sort of dictate, you know, to him how we get the ball, you know, in his hands. But there are certain guys, you know, Travis Kelce and Dwayne, and you know, those are the guys you want to get the ball into their hands earlier in the game. With a guy like Jason, you just kind of let the game happen, and the flow of the game will take care of itself.
Doug, looking back at that first game against Denver, obviously you wanted to punch it in at the end, and you missed the field goal in that game. So you left some points on the field, but you always probably feel that way. Those issues aside, do you feel like you were about as efficient as you could have been that day, given the fact you guys dominated time and possession?
Yeah, you know, looking at that and dissecting that game, you know, we felt like coming away or that we were right in. I mean, third down conversions was higher. I think the one downside was the beginning of there, the third quarter. We had that 21 or 2 play drive, and we get no points. I think that's the one you were alluding to there. Those are critical points in games of this magnitude. Obviously, going against a fine defense, a division opponent. So there's a couple things that we have to correct, but overall felt good, you know, coming away from, you never feel good with a loss, obviously, but knowing that you can kind of play with the likes of the Denvers and the Seattles and the Buffaloes and some of the finer defenses and teams in the NFL.
Did you guys second guess yourself at all from play calling down there at the end once you got the first goal?
You know, you're always going to look at the film the next day and go, God, if I've only done this, only done that. But, you know, we prepare as coaches so well during the week that when you get in those situations, you call exactly what you're feeling, exactly what you expect, and then you expect your players to go execute.
Part of the factor down there was you didn't want to leave too much time for the other guys. You ran the ball a couple times. I mean, was that part of the deal there?
Yeah, and with time in the red zone that far down, and we had some success in that game running the ball and scoring. So you give yourself an opportunity that way. You know, you come off the ball, and who knows, Nile or Jamal, or in that case, Nile would have a chance to crease the defense and score. So, and then you got to keep in mind, yeah, the time. You know, time and timeouts is obviously critical in those situations.
Yeah,